welcome to another episode of your favorite podcast, Hallmark's the Spot. My name's Jim.
This is Ellie.
And we talk about Hallmark movies, sometimes mostly Christmas, but during the summer, we in non-holiday time, we do whatever is the latest Hallmark movie to come out.
That's right.
And they are dropping a few.
Yeah. So we just watched the Romance in the Air.
Romance in the Air, about love and hot air balloons.
That's right, in Lake Tahoe.
In Lake Tahoe, which we are very familiar with.
Yeah.
We visited Lake Tahoe numerous times.
It's not too far away.
No.
And it's gorgeous. It's every bit as gorgeous. You should watch a movie just for the scenery.
It is more gorgeous.
Yes, that's
than
true.
Than what was in that movie.
Right. But it was still beautiful scenery.
Right.
Yeah.
It is lovely.
So do I.
We drove, we circumnavigated it.
That's right. The first time we went to visit.
Yeah.
Drove all the way around California and Nevada, stopped by the old Cal Neva.
Yeah, the old Cal Neva where Frank Sinatra used to hang out.
That's right.
They call it the Cal Neva because it's half of it is in California and Nevada.
They even have it on in the floor, the state line.
Yeah, in the big ballroom
mm-hmm.
Going across the
floor. It has seen better days.
Yes. It I don't even know if it's still operating.
Well, and now, who knows?
Yeah.
It was struggling when we were there, what was that, 7 years ago or something? And, So, anyway, good old Cal Neva. It did have a beautiful property with, like, lots of little guest cabins and things like that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you renovated that place.
Yeah, super nice. So, it's just now, who knows
what. So, I know what was going on in this movie. It starred two people.
That's right.
We've seen before.
Cindy Busby and Torrance Coombs.
Torrance Coombs.
Who was a prince.
Yeah,
previously.
He was a prince in a prince movie.
But not the artist.
And I bought it. And I bought his accent because I thought that was his accent. It turns out it's not.
Oh, is this his accent?
Yeah.
Oh, so he's American?
He's Canadian.
Oh, Canadian. Yeah. Oh, sorry. What am I saying? I couldn't tell because he didn't go ice skating in this. Tell he was Canadian.
That's right. When they go ice skating, it's a dead giveaway if they grew up on the ice.
That's right. Oh man. So yeah. So he's Canadian, and he was a prince in what? My Summer Prince? What was his prince movie? Do you know?
He is best known for his role as Sebastian Bush in the CW's hit drama series Reign.
Oh, I did not know. Anything? I do not know anything about the CW's hit drama series, The Reign.
And he has been...
R-A-I-N or R-E-I-G-N?
R-E-I-G-N.
Oh.
And he also had a recurring role as Declan on the CW's The Original.
Yep. And that's how we would know him, since we watched some of... Well, I guess we didn't watch The Original.
No, we just
saw The Original Vampires in whatever
that other
called.
Show.
Vampire Diaries.
Yeah, the other vampire show. He's from Vancouver, Canada.
Uh-huh.
And so that's him. And Reign. Edit. Oh, I wanted a pen and so I can write down the edit point so I wouldn't have to listen to the entire show. I can write it on my phone. Yeah, you're trapped.
I'm trapped.
I can write on my
the walls.
Phone.
And the walls of Jericho make them.
Okay.
All right.
At the 5 minute looks like. All right.
Okay. So that's him in Reign.
Right.
And so which Summer Prince was it? Which Prince movie was he in for Hallmark? Can you tell?
Royally Ever After.
Oh, Ever After. Who was the chick in that?
That Fiona Gubelman. Yeah, the Jersey Girl.
The Jersey Girl.
Yeah. Okay, back to the movie. Torrance Coombs and Cindy Busby, who've been in like a bazillion.
Right. Most recently, the one in the spring.
Most recently, the Love in the Forecast.
Yeah.
Where she was the weather girl.
Right. And this one was like actually filmed at Lake Tahoe.
At least some of it.
So I feel like this is her reward, right? When they did that thing where they let them like... We just watched Summer to Remember, and, you know, the Good Witch was there in Fiji.
Right.
That's a little nice junket for her. Not a junket exactly, but you know what I mean. Nice location. And Lacey Chabert in South Africa. That's a nice location.
Right.
And so Cindy Busby gets Lake Tahoe. Yeah, that's my theory. That after they've been in a few movies, they send them to a really nice place for a location.
Really?
That's my theory.
That's your theory.
Yeah.
I just think, so you're saying then you're putting Sydney Busby in the top Hallmark movie actress category because usually they reserve that only for their bigger name players.
Except I didn't say they didn't send her overseas to Fiji or Africa.
Yeah.
But they did give her a nice location within the U.S. So
right.
I feel like it was a little reward for the many Mr. Darcy movies she's done. She's done two of those.
Right.
And the Love in the Forecast. And didn't she have a couple of Christmas movies? Not any of our favorites. So I'm just saying. She's on some sort of a reward plan because they did green screen some of that, but
yeah.
Not all of it. Just mostly when they were in the hot air balloon.
Yeah, but I just found it. Because usually I'm saying Hallmark. Yeah, you're right. They didn't send her to another country.
Yeah.
Like Lacey Chabert gallivanting all over the globe.
To Africa, which is a big deal. Or
Africa,
Fiji.
Belgium.
Oh, that's right. Well, if she was really there, Paris.
Rome.
Well, maybe they did all of those at the same time. Just like took her to Europe for like 21 days and said, okay, let's shoot three movies. That I would believe. Because don't they have like a really fast accelerated
shooting
schedule?
Shoot,
it's like 11 days or whatever.
Yeah, shoot these things quickly.
Yeah. So anyway, yeah, she's been in a lot of places.
I don't know if it's 11 days quick.
But, you know, Candace Cameron Bure hasn't been given any plum overseas assignments.
Maybe she doesn't want to go overseas.
It's possible. She probably wants to stay close to home. Yep.
Lacey Chabert maybe has it in the contract that
she gets to travel.
I get to travel.
Yeah.
In these movies.
That would be very. It's interesting
on location.
To think about it. So anyway, so Cindy Busby is. Are we going to talk about the movie?
Yes.
Eden Clark.
Eden Clark. Yes.
And she is a marketing executive. Basically, he pitches to clients all by herself with the boss in the room. Sometimes loads of people in the room. But the movie opens up. She's a little upset because her pitch did not go over well. And it seems to be, for some reason, all her fault.
Right.
Even though the CEO would have reviewed that pitch. So he says, I'd really like you to take some time off. It's not, you need to recharge your batteries.
Well, remember, she was kind of snippy with that client, too.
Oh,
he said,
was?
Yeah, he was being a jerk.
Oh.
And he said, I don't think you understand
our brand.
Our brand. And she goes, I think I do.
Your people are buying flip-flops. So she presents to the client, and he doesn't like her pitch.
No.
And you're right. She gets a little snippy. So I guess somewhere along the line, she forgot that the customer is always right.
Yeah.
And so her boss says, I'm not feeling it. You need a vacation. See you later.
Right.
And she takes that like she's fired or going to be fired or he's thinking about it. I mean, but if she's in the position where she's pitching clients, a whole thing all on her own.
Mm-hmm.
Right? She's the only one standing up there. You would think that one small little thing wouldn't all of a sudden tank her whole career.
Right.
You know, she may have cost them the thing, but he said they were willing to give them another shot. So it was bad, but I don't know. That's why I'm not in corporate America.
Yes.
Just saying. it's too much stress. This, like, you know, keeping the CEO happy, the CEO of the company. And
meanwhile, she's got an accountant boyfriend.
And a really good best friend, Katie, right? Katie?
Yeah.
Yeah. And the boyfriend's name is not Matt.
I forget.
He's
hardly in it.
Yeah, but they talk about him a lot. Matthew? Maybe Matthew.
Matthew, maybe. Yeah.
So she goes home and has dinner with her best friend and her boyfriend.
Right.
And is really upset about her career and decides she's going to go to her family's house in Tahoe. And Matthew, I believe, the accountant, is too busy
Yeah, too busy with his work.
With his work, a lot of extension.
His accounting.
So she takes her best friend and they go up to Lake Tahoe.
Right.
They drive up.
This gorgeous cabin.
It's not even a cabin. How do you call that a cabin?
Yeah, I know. It's a house.
Gorgeous vacation home that, like, no one's there. Sometimes her family maybe rents it out. She hasn't been there since before college or something. I know. That's nuts.
That's nuts.
Oh, and so we have no idea, though, where her home base is. Nobody ever says it. We don't recognize the skyline. So if somebody knows that skyline and or if they use an amalgamation of skylines, because at one point they show a building and you could see like rocky mountains in the background.
Right.
But when you look in the beginning, when it's just a skyline, no mountains anywhere around. So, you know, it's one of their just cliparting it in, you know, some stock footage of where it is. But so the reason why this is important is, how far away is she? Did they just drive up there? Is it, you know, and she has her, is it her car? This is only important for later on. Anyway, just lots of questions. I always like to figure these things out. Sorry. I hit the tube.
That's all right. All we know is we don't know where she lived. We recognize a lot of Lake Tahoe, but did not recognize any of where she was working.
Right. So like how much of it is a big deal? Like, is it somewhere in the Midwest and it's, you know, not convenient, or is she just, I don't think she's in LA, but, you know, is she in some California town that she could commute back and forth? Like,
so basically we're wrestling with the fact that she's got to live far enough away
not to come to this gorgeous house.
Yeah. That's never used.
It's killing us.
Yeah.
It's so true, because her parents renovated a few years ago. So it's, you know, fantastic. Yeah. And then good as new.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, she had some relationship with the kid next door.
Riley. And he lives next door.
Because his dad gave up and moved to Arizona.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Leaving he was him. Tired of the weather.
Yeah. Living. And she when they come to that house, they see him working out over in the garden. And he said, oh, I saw
sprinkler. The sprinkler was damaged or something.
Yeah. And I thought I'd try and fix it. They said, oh, Riley. Hug. And turns out he was kind of her childhood boyfriend.
Yeah, it's like a summer romance that culminated with a kiss in their favorite spot.
Yep.
And, but she wrote, what was that? She wrote him a letter, but she never sent it, you know, and then went off to college and her life and never went back.
Right.
That's kind of also, what's up with that?
I don't know. Well, it turns out he is in the lucrative hot air ballooning business.
Except he's not very good at marketing.
Yeah.
So especially it's not very lucrative.
Sticking up a piece of paper with your name, with the business's name on it on the door.
Yeah, Hot Air Tahoe. Yeah. So it becomes clear that he has a lot of time on his hands because he's not a marketing genius.
Right.
Which any business plan, if it was going to get investors and stuff, would have to talk about the marketing and how you're going to be drumming up business, but whatever. And so he employs some guy. So he's like, he's all in. He's like, I used to be a pilot. Now I want to do hot air ballooning. I started this business. I hired this guy and I got no clients.
Right.
So
I think one of my suggestions for him is to get a bigger basket for his balloon. Because when they start hanging out together, the three of them, the Cindy Busby, the girlfriend.
Haley, Sash Leah.
Yeah. And
but her name is Katie. Yeah.
And
her real name is Sash Leah. And Riley.
And he says, oh, you should come up in the balloon. Well, they go for the balloon ride. And the basket, there's no, he had a group of people originally coming. There's no way you can fit more than three people in that balloon.
Yeah. Yeah, he was gonna, he said, oh, come on along. We have a group of five or whatever.
Yeah.
You can come on. And I was like, but do they have a larger basket?
Yeah,
but
they never showed
the one.
Yeah, they only showed the one.
Yeah, which was like, to his company, three's a crowd in that basket.
Yeah.
it was small.
It was like just enough room for three people in the propane tank.
Right. And then so awkward the way they have to shoot it, of course, with him like hulking behind the two women, yeah. like all facing the camera,
yep.
which is like not how it would be in the actual natural native habitat of the hot air balloon. You'd be like standing around facing out looking at the view, most likely. He's got to take care of the propane.
So she tells him, you know, you're really not marketing yourself very well. I can do some stuff and see if we can fix it up since I am a marketer. So she has flyers printed up. She talks to different hotels to put the flyers in. She revamps his website, gets advertising out there. Pretty soon, business starts picking up.
Well, not immediately.
Not immediately.
So he still had time to hang out with her.
Yeah.
That's very important.
That's right. You still got to have hangout time because he seemed to have all the time on his hands.
That's right. And you learn amazing things like you eat a banana every day and his favorite shake at the local shake shop is a Bananas Foster. But now he's allergic to bananas and gets hives.
Okay. He didn't eat a banana every day. Well, I said I ate a banana every day.
I'm just saying. He had to have eaten a lot of bananas to have developed an allergy.
I know. A long time ago, I said I had a banana every day.
Yeah, but did he get it just from having the Bananas Foster milkshakes?
I don't know how he got an allergy? I didn't study his blood chemistry.
So anyway, there's like a local shake shop and they're friends with the owner. They go there one day. They go to another place that, you know, beautiful for dinner.
Okay, let's talk about that shake shop owner.
Okay.
He's supposed to be the grizzled old wise man.
Right.
And and he was a terrible actor.
He was terrible. Also, I forgot, like Cindy Busby, her character, Eden, had that terrible habit of not introducing her friend.
That's right.
You know, I don't know if they were supposed to be like, oh, Riley, and oh, I just forgot myself, but she doesn't do that. It's like forever and ever, and then finally either the person will ask, oh, who's this?
Yeah.
Or she'll just say like, oh, hi, I'm Katie. Like, oh, she was awful. She was awful, like just ignoring her friend, because it happened with Riley and the Shake Chef.
Together too. It was a successive scene.
Yeah, where I'm like, what's the matter with you? Don't you really like your best friend deal? Why?
So the Shake Shack owner, he's
I forget the name of that place. Spencer's Shake Emporium or something.
All I know is I wasn't buying him, a wise old man.
No. I mean, just because he remembers her name and what her favorite flavor is.
Yeah.
Like,
and like immediately, oh, I'm here on vacation. Oh, you should stay. And I'm going, dude.
Yeah, I'm here just temporarily.
It's not like,
what about Riley? You seem suited or whatever, you know. Oh, yeah, it was a little unimaginative.
I wasn't buying it. Yeah. And she's having feelings for Riley again. She denies those feelings.
Of course.
When her friend, even though her friend knows what's going on.
Yeah, her friend was not born yesterday.
Yeah.
That she's the wise best friend, and she is worried about, I think, Matthew, the accountant, and calling her friend on, like, did you tell Riley about Matthew? Did you tell Matthew about Riley?
Yeah, she and says it's she like, got to tell him, and she goes, who, Riley or Matthew? And she goes, both of them.
Yeah.
Because that's what a decent human being would do.
I know. I do understand that she's like feeling those feelings from the summer. Their summer loving happened so fast. So I could understand that she like kind of she's recapturing that feeling. She doesn't want to ruin it by saying like, oh, by the way, I have a boyfriend I love very much. But you know, on the other hand, you have a boyfriend you love very much. Like, You wouldn't bring it up on the third, fourth, fifth date after you've like asked him if he has a girlfriend and if he ever was planning to get married. And then how come he didn't ask her any like super direct questions back to ascertain her status? Why is it all one way? Like, you know, what? How about you? Anybody serious? Well, actually, I've been dating this guy Matthew forever or whatever. And, you know, so.
And she just never did. She just never tells him.
And this is unusual.
Yeah.
This I feel like this relationship, her and Matthew, has some of the usual hallmarks, I hate to say, since it seems like redundant, but it has some of the hallmarks of the usual, like, overworked boyfriend kind of thing, except he's not the overworked, clueless boyfriend.
Right.
Right? She calls him up, or he calls her up, they're FaceTiming, and he's like, so, when are you coming back? Like, but not because of him. Necessarily, there he does have some selfish goals, but that first time it felt more like, yeah, I miss you. Oh, you miss me already? Yeah, I really do. You know, so that was kind of nice. They definitely did have like a more caring relationship than some of these other workaholic automatons.
Well, and he also said, and he also told her, you know, take the time you need, and you know, and really relax out. And
enjoy yourself. And he was a good boyfriend.
Yeah.
And then he does, of course, show up out of the blue.
Right.
So not a surprise. Another hallmark of the workaholic boyfriend all of a sudden says, oh, gee, I thought, why don't I just come here for the weekend? Like, you were too busy. And then you show up without warning.
Yeah. You're going to mention it that you were coming?
Yeah. Did I skip anything in the meantime?
No, it was pretty much just them. recreating.
Yeah, they. Oh, we should mention how the friend, they go hiking with to the favorite spot, which is overlooking Emerald Bay. And the friend says, "Are we almost there? Because I don't have like the right shoes."
Right.
And he was like, "Sure, you know, we're here basically."
Right. But she didn't bring hiking shoes or anything.
But then a couple days later, like they're going hiking. And they have like hiking backpacks.
Yeah.
And it seemed like they were outfitted. Like maybe they bought them while they were there.
Yeah, maybe they could have gone to
an outfitter,
Urban Outfitter or whatever.
REI or whatever.
REI, yeah.
And then.
Is Urban Outfitter even.
No, it's not that kind of.
That's just regular clothes, right?
Yeah. Urban Outfitter, not country outdoor outfitter. Haven't you ever been in one?
Never.
Oh my god. Okay. So anyway, so she so then she finds paddle boards. Yeah. Hey, where did these come from?
Hey, they're in the garage.
And her friend, is that the day her friend went to get a massage?
Yes.
So of course she calls up you know, Riley, and they go paddle boarding, and she's got like a sweatshirt with her. I'm like so impressed with her outfitting ability after like they didn't seem like they were quite prepared for
a lot of activities. Yeah. But
anyway, the scenery, like we said, was beautiful. So
right, but and then the boyfriend shows up while Riley shows up at the same time. The boyfriend
with
is there
flowers,
with flowers though. Flowers,
yeah.
He kind of plays it off
like I was here just with these flowers for Eden and Katie for all their help with the business, even though Katie didn't help with the business at all.
Right.
So he tried to play it off a little bit instead of saying, oh, these are for Katie, because he could have lied. Mm-hmm. And then everybody would have been like, what? But the girlfriend is interesting because she tells her to go talk to Riley first.
Right.
Because, you know, Cindy Busby, of course, is now confronted by like, boyfriend and old flame show up on the doorstep at the same time. What do I do? And she's like, well, you have to talk to both of them, but you should talk to Riley first. So sends her to talk to Riley, who's sitting on the end of the dock, and they talk, and she's like, sorry, I didn't tell you about Matthew or my accountant. Yeah. And they kind of seem like they're in a pretty good place. Like he's a little disappointed, but he understands, right?
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, she goes to go back inside and she looks up and she sees Katie talking to the accountant.
Right.
And they're like drying dishes or whatever. She goes up and she talks to the bird. But I did, knowing how the, spoiler alert now, knowing how the movie ends.
Yeah.
That's like a little kind of, not telegraph, what do you call it? Telegraph.
Telegraph.
It's kind of telegraphing when it sees them hanging out together.
And it was not just the drying of dishes. Remember when they were outside sitting on the rock talking to each other? Oh. Matthew and the friend, while she was in the shop getting the shakes and
that's right. Because then I thought that the grizzled old dude would think that he's like, yeah, the shake isn't for Riley, and then he sees them, and I thought he was gonna assume that they were together.
Yeah,
yeah.
Because they seem very chummy when they were sitting out there.
Yeah. So he is being recognized at work and has a dinner the following week. And so I guess they cut it short and they all decide to go back.
Well, also her boss wanted
They're on Tuesday morning for like an all hands meeting or something. So, and he's called her a couple times. So like this whole doom and gloom about how like she wasn't going to have a job, I think was a little overblown. She was like a little dramatic about that. So he called her once to get her opinion on a client or a pitch or something.
Yeah.
And then he called and said, I want you to be here for an all hands meeting. So she comes back. Mr. Take as long as you need. Can you come back after a week and a few days? Thanks.
Yeah, exactly.
So not even 2 weeks to like recharge. That's like not enough vacation, people. I'm just saying. So, yeah. So she goes back and they have the all hands. And she is given Min Spiritual or something?
No, Min.
Mintastic. No, yeah, Min something. Fragrance?
It was an air freshener, basically. An air
freshener, yeah.
It's like a crystal bowl.
Minerals with the infusion of aromas or something.
The crystal bowl with beads in it.
Yeah. So she does this campaign, like pitches a campaign.
Right.
And
she uses the hot air balloon.
She uses the hot air balloon. And the client's like, everything looks good except that hot air balloon. I don't really get it.
I don't get the hot air balloon in there.
And like, doesn't the CEO say later, like, yeah, I didn't know about that either or whatever. Yeah. It's like, it's your job to like see these things before the client sees them.
Yeah, and then say, hey.
And make sure you aren't going to be embarrassed or you tripped up, but you know, you covered it well or whatever. So,
yeah, exactly.
So she's realizing, this is her realizing that like, you know what, I want to do a different kind of marketing and I want to be in Lake Tahoe and I love Riley or whatever to say that, but you know, she misses Riley and she quits her job. Boom.
Just like that.
And so meanwhile, the boyfriend who really wanted to be on time for this dinner that's honoring him is picking her up at 5:30. He shows up at 5:30 and she's wearing street clothes. Like, yeah,
she's not even ready.
Not even ready. And then she's like, okay, let me, you know, hurry up. And she lays out clothes.
Yeah,
and
she
she's
says,
looking
oh,
at,
gee, I forgot.
Yeah, just a couple minutes. And then she tells him, well, you know, I quit my job today.
Yeah.
And he's like, can you talk to Reese on Monday
and
get it back?
Yeah.
Which I thought was kind of funny.
Yes.
Then she's like, no, I don't want my job back. And then they start talking or whatever.
In fact, I don't want you.
Yeah. It's not, my job's not the only thing I'm not happy about. So then it comes out that he thinks this is a good idea because actually for a while he's had his eye on someone else.
Yeah.
And it's Katie.
Yeah, her best friend.
And so she fixes them up.
Yeah, like right after they break up. I said, this is way too convenient.
No, this like barely would happen. I can understand.
Well, I understand why they did it. He's not a bad person.
Yeah,
so they don't want to make the breakup terrible for him.
Right. Plus the girlfriend has been a solid girlfriend.
Right, but the thing is, it's like, all of these, this breakup that the other person says, oh, gee, I guess you're right. And that never happens.
Yeah. It's very infrequent.
We're really not in love with each other. You know, you're right.
Well, that does happen, but that's after like many, many weeks and months of people,
you know, you're
not getting along.
You know, you're right. Besides, I got a thing for your friend.
Yeah. Oh, really? You have a thing for my friend? I've noticed that too.
Yeah.
Let me go get her. She's going to that dinner with you. And by the way, you're already late.
Yeah.
Thank you. You're welcome.
By the way, you're already late.
It started 5 minutes ago.
Yeah.
So get dressed and you're going to be super late. But he's going to be okay with like being late to this dinner because now he's got a new squeeze.
That's right.
So then she goes back to Tahoe. The guy is busy. That's good.
Yeah.
But he still has plenty of time.
I'm sorry. I'm getting a call from Spam Risk. I don't know that person, but I think I should pick up.
Yep. So that was just way too convenient.
Right.
Because she wasn't that unhappy. He wasn't that unhappy. She was unrestful about her job, but it was a little too convenient to be like, don't worry, I'm not coming to your dinner.
Yeah.
But I know who will go, you know, and knocks on her friend on a Friday night at 5:30 and says, I think you like him. He likes you. Like, is this eighth grade?
Yeah.
Like, you can go put on a nice dress and go to this dinner with him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get all prettied up because I'm fixing you up with my boyfriend.
That's right. I'm getting rid of my... I'm making myself feel better about standing him up for the dinner for which he's being. Oh, man. Of course, he probably didn't want to go with her after they broke up. But so then she heads over to Tahoe.
And meanwhile, Balloon Boy's business is going gangbusters.
I thought it was skyrocketing. Sky floating.
Yeah. He's got clients every freaking day.
Right. Yeah. And she also gets to show her acumen when he's like, maybe it's too cheap. Maybe we should raise the prices. She's like, no, hold on. Don't do that. You don't want to have this initial surge and then no one.
Right.
You want to build up the reputation and keep the clients coming. So I think that's also funny. Like, he's just not a great... He really does need a marketing.
Yeah, he's not good.
Yep. So.
So she says, I conveniently got some gigs doing work for... promotion work for
a couple of resorts
in the area.
But I'm just going to do one of them.
Yeah.
So, like, she's, like, totally committing to a non-workaholic lifestyle, I guess. But he's busy every day of the month.
Yeah. So, happily ever after.
Yeah.
In Lake Tahoe,
most gorgeous house that her parents are
paying. And in the sky in a balloon, doesn't it?
Yes.
In a balloon?
It ends in a balloon.
Yeah.
It does. Lots of ballooning.
Yeah.
It was good. I mean, the pictures.
Yeah.
We'll have to go to Lake Tahoe and go on a hike.
No, that will never happen.
Yeah. So, anyway. So, that's it. That's romance in the air.
Romance.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, all right.
The acting was terrible. The acting pretty much throughout the whole thing was very
But Cindy Busby was very unlikable in this.
Yeah.
And especially early on.
Yeah, very stiff and very self-involved and very, like, oh, the same thing she always says in every role. Oh, but now I'm going to have to worry about my career. It's like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
You know? Like, it just, I don't know if it's bad writing, bad acting. Some of it was bad acting.
But I think maybe some of it's bad writing. Yeah.
So, very unsympathetic. Like, we shouldn't be distracted that there's this like gorgeous house and she's not living in it.
Right.
And her parents aren't there. And sometimes they rent it out and, you know, but she hasn't been there since high school or whatever. We shouldn't be distracted by that. We should be drawn into the story.
Yeah.
But instead we're all like about the, you know, whose car are they driving and what city does she live in? And
trying to figure out.
Can't tell if anybody knows what license plate that's from.
Pausing to try to see the license plate, but we think they purposely blurred out the state.
It's white with blue, which is California, except it's a 2 IT 833 or something like that. And another, there was another character number in there.
Right.
Because it was seven. So it was two and three letters and three numbers, or two letters and four numbers. Anyway, so it's not California. Because two,
and it could
two
be,
for cars has been a long time ago.
It could be British Columbia or something like that, or Vancouver or whatever. We'll have to look up both those places.
Yeah, because it's true that maybe that lake shot. Well, but I'm pretty sure. Why would it be not a California or Nevada lake?
Because
I mean, it was probably that was, the house was probably filmed at Lake Tahoe, don't you think?
Maybe, not necessarily.
Because they had that beautiful like picture window out of the living room. I guess that could have been any lake. And then they were down on the dock. But why would you have two lake locations?
I'm just saying that's Lake Tahoe, but a lot of times, you know, the interior looking out is different from the exterior where they're filming.
That's true. That's true. Very true.
They could have filmed the interior in Lake Tahoe, but the exterior
someplace
in
else.
Vancouver.
Anyway, yeah. So
because all you see is the house and trees. You don't see anything around it. But, I mean, it could have been all in Lake Tahoe. Who knows?
Yeah. And the kiss at the end was also terrible. It was very awkward.
Oh, yeah. It was a very awkward kiss at the end. It's
yeah,
like,
it was not good.
Yeah.
It was not good. We just watched the end of Summer to Remember, and their kiss is not bad. And it, right. I was like, see, no cringing.
Yeah. No one cringed. It seemed like he cringed.
Yeah. It was not good.
Yeah. So,
but remember, they slow-moed the end of the kiss at the end of Love Is in the Forecast
that's
whatever.
True.
And so I'm like, So I was very attuned to the kiss because of that slow-mo action at the end of Love in the Forecast. And I thought, and then when he like grimaced or like shied away from her a little bit or whatever, I was like, what is going on with Sydney Busby?
Yeah. It's like,
yeah.
So,
yeah.
Yeah. So what do you give this?
Like 1.5.
1.5.
Mostly for the scenery.
Yeah.
And the like fond memories of Lake Tahoe of my own.
Exactly.
Like sitting on a rock at the shore. I'd love to go paddle boating on paddle boarding on Lake Tahoe.
Right.
That would be a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't mind a hot air. I won't. I'll go with myself. Maybe a party of five.
Yeah.
Jammed in with like, we were talking about how in this quarantine his business really must be tanking.
He probably would have put him right out of business.
Oh man, yeah, there's no room in that, no social distancing allowed in those,
in that balloon. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, I say 1.5, sadly.
Yeah,
it was a little dirty.
Well, I give it a 1 for Lake Tahoe.
Yeah.
And that's about all I can give it. Well,
I give it a half for like, they did.
It's not like I hate Cindy, you know, it's not like I don't like Cindy Busby. She's not one of my favorites, but it's not like I go, ugh, I don't want Jessica Lounge.
Right.
But I still can't give it more than a minute. The writing was terrible. The acting was stiff. The end was inconceivably
tidy.
Convenient.
Yeah.
Where, with no hurt feelings anywhere.
Right. And no disappointment, really.
Yeah.
Just that, like, oh, yeah, you're right. We just got comfortable or whatever.
Exactly.
But also, like, what person in their right mind shows up to pick up their girlfriend for a dinner honoring themselves, ends up breaking up, and sticks around to be, like, fixed up with the neighbor?
Yeah.
Right? I mean, if the thing was about you and you knew you were already late and traffic was already bad on the freeway, which he says, and then she breaks up with you, would you be like, okay, I gotta go to this thing and I'll see you later. Like, we'll talk tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly. Right? You wouldn't do all that right before the guy's testimonial dinner?
Yeah.
It wasn't like, oh, I have a dinner with my company. But this dinner is honoring me.
Yeah, he's one of the award winners.
Yeah.
And that part is a little, I mean, I just think I would be, so maybe some other people are amazingly chill. Maybe accountants are amazingly chill. But I think if
they're for that.
They're not, they're completely known for their laid back attitude. So I can't imagine that he'd be like, sitting there like, yeah, you're right. Not making a move to like get out of there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay. Well, 1.5. I give him a half for I don't know what.
Yeah. Okay.
I guess for the Herbie the Love Bug coming out of that. So it, there were
it's
like
it's not
at
necessarily
least,
Herbie, but it kind of had a paint job that kind of looked like
that. So in that snack shop, there was like the rear end of a car in the part where you order the ice cream shakes, and then in the part where you sit, there was another rear end of a car coming out of the wall, and then out of the front was Herbie the Love Bug or similar.
Just half of it.
So
coming out of the.
Yeah. So I give him a half for the beautiful house. Thank you very much. And for the inventive little Shake Shack type place that they went to. Do we have anything else to talk about?
No. Well, they did announce the top 20 of the Christmas movies.
That are coming. But it's just the names and the people who are starring, right?
Yeah, just the just the names, dates, and the people who are starring.
Well, do we have time to do a rundown?
Hold on. Let me...
because I remember you saying somebody's in there with some woman you've never heard of. And so we'll just do like a little preview. And
Hallmark announces Christmas movies. Okay, here they are. 2020 countdown. A Royal... The new computer, so I didn't set up the. I usually set it up with the secondary button,
right?
Not just pinching and zooming,
right?
Okay, A Royal Holiday starring Laura Osnes.
Oh, we know her.
Aaron Tveit and Crystal Joy Brown.
I don't know
them,
but Laura Osnes, we've seen her in something else because I recognize that name.
Jingle Bell Bride, okay. Starring Julie Gonzalo. We know her.
Oh yeah.
He's the amnesia, the writer who got amnesia.
That's right. Fall.
Vermont? Autumn. Falling for Vermont.
Falling in Vermont or Falling for Vermont, yeah.
And
plus that terrible, terrible one that they did where they're getting a divorce or they're breaking up. It was in the spring. It was one of the ones that we reviewed on this. It was the one with the puppy, How to Train Your Husband.
Oh, How to Train Your Husband. That's right. She was in that
was
terrible
in that.
Piece
so
of
hopefully
trash.
Jingle Bell Bride is going to be much better.
Yeah. And she's in that with Ronnie Rowe. Don't know him.
Don't know.
A Christmas Tree Grows in Brooklyn, starring Rochelle Aytes, and Mark Taylor. I'll try to do that without popping. Mark Taylor.
Okay.
Then If I Only Had Christmas, starring Candace Cameron Bure.
Okay.
Deliver by Christmas, starring...
Wait, who's with Candace Cameron Bure?
Just has her name on it.
What?
Deliver by Christmas, starring Alvina August and Ian Bailey.
Owen.
Ian Bailey.
Owen.
Ian.
E-I-O-N?
Yeah.
Owen.
Oh, is that Owen?
Yeah.
That's that dude from Switch at Christmas.
Yeah.
The guy donating a lot of money to the
school. Oh, that's the same guy?
Yeah.
Okay.
On the 12th Date of Christmas, starring Mallory Jansen and Tyler Hines.
Ooh.
Christmas Waltz, starring Lacey Chabert. Now, you know when it's, like I said, the top tier actresses on Hallmark.
Right.
They just announced two movies with their top tier actresses without co-star listed.
Right. They don't even rate.
Christmas in Vienna, starring Sarah Drew and Brennan Elliott.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's one you were talking about, because we don't know Sarah Drew.
Exactly. Christmas in Evergreen 4, starring Rukia Bernard and Holly Robinson Peake.
Oh, nice.
Chateau Christmas, starring Merritt Patterson and Luke McFarlane.
I'm very excited.
So it's Merritt Patterson, of course, we've seen in many of the movies.
From Picture Perfect.
Yeah, she's a photographer. She's a skater.
Yes.
In the Royal one.
That's right.
And a number of other Christmas Cottage.
A Christmas Cottage. That's right. And who's the guy?
Luke McFarlane, Nostril Dude.
Nostril Dude. That's right. Okay. That's too bad. I'm less excited now. Sorry, Luke.
Cross Country Christmas, starring Rachel Lee Cook.
Oh, we know her, of course, from the many, many winery.
Yeah.
Movies.
Christmas Carnival starring
Who's with Rachel Lee Cook?
And again.
Oh, okay.
Soul Billy.
All right.
Christmas Carnival, starring Tamara Mowry Housley. When Calls the Heart, Christmas 2020, starring everyone who's in When Calls the Heart. Yeah. Kevin McGarry.
He's the Mountie.
Yeah.
The young Mountie, though. But he's also in Falling for Vermont.
Yeah, he's in the Ice Castle Christmas. Whatever that one was. Winter at the Ice Castle. It was with Emily Uluru.
Oh, right. It was in the ice hotel.
Yeah, that's it. Yes,
it's the Widower. Let's just rename it now. Ice Castle, just rename it now. Widower in the Ice Hotel.
Yeah.
Let's just call it that.
So that's the lineup.
Wow.
You noticed I did not mention
one of our favorite actresses, Alicia Witt.
Alicia Witt.
Now, is this just on holiday? Maybe she's again on Movies and Mysteries. Is this just the Hallmark Channel?
No, this is all for both.
So, it must be something wreaking havoc with their production schedule and stuff, with the whole...
Yeah, probably.
The whole quarantining or...
Yeah, it's...
Can't even imagine what the
Countdown to Christmas and Miracles of Christmas.
Oh, and it's... So, it was all of those.
Yeah.
So, 20, whereas they usually have, 17 or 20 on each.
Yeah, exactly. They usually had a new one every week. Every weekend, they'd have at least two or three new ones.
Right. So they would have the five leading up to Thanksgiving or Thanksgiving weekend, something like that.
Uh-huh.
And then one or two on Friday and Saturday, Friday of every weekend leading up to Christmas.
Right.
And then, of course, When Calls the Heart is always on Christmas.
Right. So.
So, yeah, this is.
So no Alicia Witt. It's been the first year in a long time that she hasn't been in a Hallmark movie, but who knows?
One, Christmas Love Song, we'll have to watch. We'll have to listen.
Christmas Love Song?
We'll have to watch it. And that other one was terrible.
It was a Movies and Mysteries.
The one on the...
What?
Christmas on Huckleberry Lane. Yeah, Honeysuckle Lane.
Yeah, that Ugh. One. That one was terrible.
Ugh, with the Maytag man.
Yeah.
I'm an antique.
Yeah.
One of those things where they're bitchy to each other immediately.
Right.
Okay, well, thanks for the preview.
Yep, that's the Christmas preview.
Maybe by the next few short months
from now, we'll be
talking about Christmas.
We'll be talking about Christmas movies nonstop.
That's right. Well, hopefully before
it'll stop there.
Hopefully before long, we'll have some synopsis to share with people.
Right. We'll have a little more info, mm-hmm. who are the co-stars of Lacey Chabert or Candace Cameron Bure. It's a mystery. Mystery wrapped in a riddle.
That's right. We'll be working on these. We'll be uncovering these things.
Yeah.
In the meantime, I mentioned a couple times that you could email us with your opinion about something or your inside knowledge on, say, the skyline photos that they were using.
Yeah.
And you would do that by emailing us at destroymail@gmail.com.
That's right. destroymail@gmail.com. And you can find the show at damshow.co. damshow.
damshow.co.
You know what happens if you put the .com in?
No.
There is a damn show they project on the side, music things on the side, and right in front of a dam in Colorado.
Oh.
And that's what's damshow.com.
Oh, wow. So it's not that.
Yeah, it's not that.
Damshow.co.
It's damshow.co.
And
where you can find Damn June Podcast Network.
And a link to Amazon.
And I'm getting to that.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
And our other fine show, the Damn Junior Show, Destroy All Movies, the one that started it all, and been going for since 2007.
Wow, 13 years.
Yes. Well, almost 3,500 shows.
It's nothing like this show.
No, it's completely different. There is some.
I almost said explicit lyrics.
Yeah, it has explicit lyrics. Let's put it that way. salty language. Let's put it that way. Yeah.
So, anyway.
But at damshow.co is the link to Amazon. You click on that and go in and buy something on Amazon first clicking on the link at damshow.co. We get a little money. We get a commission for buying, and you don't pay anything extra. So you can support the show that way, or you can go to Apple Podcasts or whichever podcast aggregator allows you to leave reviews and leave a review for the show. It would be nice, especially if it's a 5-star review.
Yeah, thanks in advance.
Yeah.
I read something recently.
Well, except a 4.5, but no lower.
Well, I read something recently that was like, which one of these ways of signing a letter is the least passive aggressive? Oh. And one of the answers was thanks in advance. And I never realized that that's passive aggressive because it's assuming.
It is. It's assuming that person is going to do what you asked them to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? So yeah. That's why I was joking. It was like, thanks in advance.
Yeah. Thank you for doing that, people.
Yeah, it would be great if you could. We really appreciate it.
We already got 1 5-star review. We could have
we can have two.
We can have two or more.
We're willing to double it or more.
Yeah, we can have a couple. We can have a few.
Of that. I would prefer exponential growth of 5-star ratings to COVID cases.
Wow. Okay, that's bad taste.
It's not bad taste. I'm just saying I would prefer that. What do you mean it's bad taste?
To bring that up during a...
Well, then cut it out.
Oh, you mean...
I didn't mean that.
Maybe I misunderstood what you said.
I hope so.
That you'd rather have exponential growth of
the
show...
The 5-star ratings versus...
Okay.
Because who wants more COVID-19 cases?
That's right, because we want to go to Lake Tahoe, dang it.
That's right. And we want everyone to be safe.
Yeah, especially us going to Lake Tahoe.
It's not only about us. Oh, my goodness. But Lake Tahoe was great. It was kind of nice to see the movie and see the Lake Tahoe and be like,
we haven't been to Lake Tahoe in a little while now.
A while.
Yeah. So, all right, people, Hallmark fans.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening.
And we hope you have a great day.
Yes. Yeah.